You're listening to SBS News.
At 21 years old, Madhura Prakash spends much of her time online. She loves using social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and TikTok. But as a young woman of colour, she doesn't always feel safe on them.
Those trolls that are just like, whenever you say something, they have to say something back, and then it would like escalate until they're like, you know, go back to where you came from, or you should die, or like, you know, kill yourself.
Sadly, her story isn't rare. Plan International's research found 58% of young women and girls across 22 countries experienced online harassment. But more Australian women and girls reported abuse, 65%, and most were aged between 12 and 16. Susan Legena is the CEO of Plan International Australia. She described the results of the institution's latest global survey as shocking.
Everything from offensive language to being sent pornographic and exploitative material, this kind of cyberbullying seems to be happening on a daily basis.
20% of those surveyed feared for their physical safety, and Australia's eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman-Grant, has noticed an alarming surge in gender-targeted online abuse.
You know, we're already seeing some really significant societal impacts in terms of young women wanting to go into fields that require them to be on social media as part of a professional imperative. And this is, you know, misogyny that's playing out in an online space, and it's designed to silence women's voices, and sadly, it's working.
The Free to Be Online report found half of the 1,000 Australian women and girls surveyed believed social media companies should do more to protect their users. Sydney-based youth activist Angelica Ojinaka said it's not fair to expect women to go offline to protect themselves.
There needs to be an easier, streamlined reporting system that does end online harassment across platforms and is really proactive to doing it straight away.
Plan International has launched a global online petition with an open letter to Facebook, Instagram, TikTok and Twitter, calling for faster, practical action on this issue so that those with a voice can be heard and not fear the consequences. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.